Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The Liturgical Scripture Readings for the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
You turn man back to dust, saying, "Return, O children of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are as of yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like the changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of our Lord, our God, be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ and God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil, desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here then, here there, is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and of the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, on this 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, you heard some new voices this week. I'd like to welcome my children, Colleen and Eamon, to our studio for the recordings this week.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have some fresh young adult perspectives on these readings. And before we start, I do want to note that August 8th is the feast day of St. Dominic. We know St. Dominic best as creating the Order of Preachers, the Dominicans. Of course, we have Holy Rosary in our Diocese of Portland here, a wonderful parish. And one of the things that was really interesting in Dominic's time, he was born in 1170, died in 1221, is in contrast to the monastic orders that predated his, this order was not necessarily a collection of autonomous houses. The individual belonged to an order, not to any specific house, so they could be sent anywhere at any time to do their preaching. And so that is one thing he set up differently back then. And I think he's probably both known for two things. One is Albigensianism. He fought against that heresy, which taught that only the spiritual is good and everything material is bad. And many of us know that St. Dominic received the rosary during a time of prayer, and he received an apparition of Mary in 1214 that provided us with the rosary. It's a wonderful gift that he has given to us. Well, as we move into the first reading today, we hear from the book of Ecclesiastes.
The book of Ecclesiastes does have lots of interesting language, especially in this reading. And the one that struck out most to me is Koheleth, which is something I've never heard of besides this book in the Bible. So I looked it up, and a Koheleth is someone who has authority within this group of people, and it means the one who gathers. So it's guy with authority who gathers the rest of the people. Another one is vanity. Vanity is all over this book, and it doesn't quite mean what we mean today. They use the Hebrew word hebel, which literally means breath or vapor. They use this word to signify fleetingness, pointlessness, wasted effort, or emptiness. A fun fact about this word is that it appears 37 times in the book of Ecclesiastes, which is the same as the numeric value for this term, hebel.
Oh, very interesting. Okay, a couple insights then.
I really want to focus later on in the first reading, if I may quote a little bit of it. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. I really want to focus on drawing a correlation between toil and anxiety and occupation. Because what can often be the case is that if I'm really focused on something, or if you're worried about your job and you have to, all these earthly anxieties, it can become your occupation, not just your work, but the anxiety itself. It can become an ingrained habit mm-hmm. yeah. of worrying about this. Oh, how am I going to, from even a fatherhood standpoint, Dad, like, how am I going to feed my kids?
Oh, the daily
pay for this guy's college.
That's right. How am I going to pay for this guy's college?
Pay for this college, man. What happened in the first place?
That's very true. And really, the author does not see clearly how suffering in this life will be rewarded in the next, right? The same fate applies to both the good man and the bad man. And of course, being Christians and having the revelation of Jesus Christ, Jesus is the one who answers Koheleth's hard questions. And as the gospel teaches, be rich in what matters to God. So ultimately, we realize that everything earthly is temporary, so we need to orient ourselves towards the eternity. And moving on to the second reading, we hear from Paul to the Colossians.
Mm-hmm. Paul has some great insights on how we should live the Christian life every day. And he says, if you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated. That really struck me, because it doesn't say, oh, if you're human, it says if you are raised with Christ, saying that we need to be under Christ and under his teaching in order to achieve what this higher good that we are being called to. And in everything, we must be reflectors of Christ. We must be, or strive to be, the tiny little Christs here on earth.
Yeah, and a part of the Christian life, Paul kind of lays out later, put to death then the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity. But I really want to focus on the greed that is idolatry. What? How can greed be idolatrous? You're not necessarily making child sacrifices at a deity when you want a cupcake. That's not that's not true. But in a sense, greed is idolatry. Let's use that cupcake example. If I really want that cupcake, and I have such intense greed for it, it kind of consumes your properly ordered desires and perverts that. In the sense that you're desiring so much of the cupcake, you have such intense greed for that, that you kind of lose sight of what actually matters. That cupcake can usurp the place of God in your ordered desires, and that's not a good thing.
And I think really what you're hitting on is that Paul doesn't condemn the earthly. He condemns the idolization of the earthly, doesn't he?
Cupcakes are good.
Cupcakes, that's right. Cupcakes are really good, especially with frosting on them. But it's the misuse of the good that results in immorality, impurity, selfish passions, evil desires, and greeds. And of course, that's the cause of all sorts of societal and political problems today. But through our baptism, our life is hidden with Christ in God. And through baptism, we share in the glorious life of the risen Christ. So we are a new creation, and we need to act like it. Amen to that. Well, finishing up in our gospel today, we hear from the gospel according to Luke.
In this gospel, we have a very interesting character, the rich man. Now, I did a little digging on the rich man based on this reading, and I have learned many things. So, to clarify, the rich man is a landowner, which means that he, unless something disastrous happens, has a guaranteed yearly harvest. And it specifies that this year was a bountiful harvest. And that he already has barns large enough for his normal harvest, because he has barns. It would have to be big enough for what he needs. So I was thinking, what he did in this reading was actually quite wasteful. For one, he tears down his pre-existing barns, which is a waste of material. He stores the extra food that he doesn't need. He said that you can store things up for many years. And he wastes his time by resting, eating, drinking, and being merry, not using the time and talents that God has given him. And this really shows a fight against the virtue of stewardship. Stewardship is knowing that we are not the owners of our own lives, that everything is a gift from God. And because everything comes from God, we must be generous with those gifts, just like Christ is.
It's about radical self-giving. To quote Bishop Robert Barron, God gives graciously, gratuitously, superabundantly, and that we are called to respond with a similar exuberance. The more we give back to God, the more we'll get. And then the more we give that back again, so as to give even more in return. It's kind of a loop.
Yeah, or a beautiful, like say an upward spiral, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So ultimately the litmus test for us is not selfishly for ourselves, but a sharing with others.
Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Modern Day Radio. For more information about this show, go to moderndayradio.com. That's MATERDEI radio.com.